Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Young people around the world are leading a strike to save the planet. They're among millions of people who are hoping their sheer numbers will send a clear message to their governments to do something, and fast, given the rapid effects of climate change. The movement's inspired in part by the teenage Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, who is in New York to lead a march to the UN headquarters. NPR's Jeff Brady is following protests underway in New York City.
Foley Square, just a few blocks from City Hall, is packed with people. Many are school age. New York School District is giving excused absences for the climate strike. I see a lot of signs. There's one that says, "The temperature is rising, but so are we." Another one that says, "Simply climate emergency." I talked with a 7-year-old girl and her mother about why they were here. The daughter said she was here for the fish, because they eat plastic and we eat the fish. And the mom said she was here because if your house were on fire, you'd show up to save it.
NPR's Jeff Brady reporting from New York. Activists are also taking a stand in cities across Africa, Asia, and Europe. NPR's Rob Schmitz is in Berlin.
Chanting, "The time is now for action on climate change," thousands of people gathered at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate, forcing police to close access to the monument due to overcrowding. Thousands more gathered in Warsaw and Prague. In Finland, crowds of demonstrators in costumes protested outside Parliament in Helsinki. One man dressed as Santa Claus held a sign declaring, "My house is on fire." After negotiating through the evening, Germany's parliament is expected to announce a multi-billion euro package today to try and tackle climate change. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
The Trump administration is ordering new economic sanctions against Iran in response to the attacks last weekend on an oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the new sanctions target Iran's central bank and its sovereign wealth fund.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the new sanctions will sever the last remaining link between Iran and the U.S. financial system. President Trump announced the move, which is designed to limit the flow of money and foreign currency to Iran's military.
"It's too bad what's happening with Iran. It's going to hell, doing poorly. They're practically broke. They are broke. And they could solve the problem very easily. All they have to do is stop with the terror."
The order bars Americans from doing business with Iran's central bank and its development fund. It comes less than a week after the attack in Saudi Arabia, which temporarily cut off nearly 6% of the world's oil supply. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Well, the president is consulting with his national security team about this issue at the White House. He convened the group after meeting with visiting Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. You're listening to NPR News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is out of the race for president in 2020. Unable to gain enough momentum that would give him a viable shot at the Democratic nomination, de Blasio announced his decision to drop out on MSNBC. The centrist Benny Gantz is declaring victory in Israeli elections over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but it is unclear which one of them will be chosen to form the next government. NPR's Daniel Estrin has the latest from Jerusalem.
With 99% of the votes counted from Tuesday's election, Gantz's party has a clear lead, with two parliamentary seats more than Netanyahu's party. But neither candidate can build a majority coalition without the other. Gantz and Netanyahu both say they want to join forces in a unity government, but the two disagree on whether religious parties should be a part of the coalition and who should lead the government, or whether the two candidates will take turns serving as prime minister. Israel's president will meet with all the parties early next week to hear who they would recommend for prime minister before giving either Gantz or Netanyahu the first crack at trying to form a majority coalition. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A U.S. drone strike targeting insurgents in eastern Afghanistan reportedly has killed at least 32 people. Reuters News Service citing a senior defense official saying ISIS fighters were hiding among pine nut harvesters when the strike took place. Dozens of people were said to have been injured. The Associated Press reports that General Motors is recalling more than 107,000 small SUVs in the U.S. and Canada. It's due to a suspension well that can break and cause steering problems. This is NPR News.